Blog Talk Radio.
Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. I am so happy everyone is here this evening with us at 10 p.m. as we do every Wednesday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. And today it's all about It's a Wrap Wednesday. So we're glad that you're here tuning in to the tune and what we have to offer concerning education for the arts. Now, I just ask that you join in. That means give us a call at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. And we discuss the topics for It's a Wrap Wednesday. And this Wednesday, we are discussing what we're wrapping up. And that is what? What we are talking about? Red Table Talk and narcissism. This month is all about disrupting rape culture, and it's celebrated every April. So a lot of people don't know about it. We have Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and this one is about disrupting rape culture, and that can be from the words you speak to the actions and the beliefs that you have that are ruled in patriarchy and misogynistic beliefs. So it can be ingrained in us, and that is just throughout our history as women in this society, and definitely others in other countries. So what I'm asking you to do is make the change, but we're going to first start with the people who are causing the problems. And this is narcissists, which was talked about on Red Table Talk. Y'all, it was so good. Jada Pinkett, Willow Smith, and Gammy were on there talking to Dr. Romney. I'm telling you, when I say that woman is no joke, that woman is no joke. I watch and try to absorb the information, the nuggets of the wonderful nuggets of education when it comes to these type of people. I have dealt with these type of people, and they don't last long in my life. Let's just say that. And we're going to say it's a wrap to dealing with narcissistic people. And one of their main tactics is gaslighting. They will make you feel crazy if you let them and you're not sure and stand firm in yourself. And I can only imagine what goes on with women who are in these marriages and relationships that last more than, 6 months to a year. I can only imagine. That's horrendous. 6 months to a year in constant verbal abuse, gaslighting, and then some. And Dr. Romney said any relationship that is based on any type of abuse, whether it's physical or emotional, is done by a narcissist. And she goes down the list and even how to deal with it. But y'all, gaslighting is done to 95% of women. That means it's not done by them. It's handled. It's dealt with by women. So that lets you know what kind of thing we're dealing with. This is a patriarchal ritual that is done with men who want control, and we're going to disrupt that, and we're going to disrupt rape culture. So I suggest everyone pay attention and go look at Red Table Talk with Dr. Romney talking about narcissism and narcissists. This was one of the best shows that she has done. I love how they did the videos and they talked about, you know, and related it to the videos. Because sometimes talking about it is one thing, but seeing it act out and play out is another. And that right there is breaking bonds within itself, breaking chains with people's minds and their souls. So many women end up in a Louis bin because this man is purposely trying to drive you crazy. If you all been listening and following us this year and, you know, before then, there is a old school movie called Gaslighting, which where they got it from, where a husband is trying to make the woman, his wife, his newly married wife, crazy so he can obtain some diamonds. That was left by a relative, and he wanted to steal them, but he had to run her crazy first, and he would turn down those gaslights and make her think she was losing her mind, and then some. So when someone tries to question your reality, and that is what we're going to get in this industry, which is the arts, entertainment. If you want to be a director, writer, producer, whatever, you're going to have someone that will come at you in this way. So if someone makes you question your reality, you need to stand firm in yourself. And when you are done giving them their narcissistic supply, which whether that's an argument or bowing to them, trust me, they're going to move on because they're going to get bored very easily. Once it didn't happen anymore, because it's always, she said something that was vital. It's always going to be with somebody that you trust, that has control and trust. And that's why you get it a lot with families, brothers, mothers, fathers, you know, relatives, especially romantic relationships, husbands, grown children. You, especially if you're an elderly, you get that with them. And I've seen it so much as people that want to control the narrative. And that's mostly, unfortunately, men. So you have, it would not say that there are not women doing it too, but it's mostly, unfortunately, who's causing all the gaslighting, like I said earlier, is the men, and the women are being gaslit. So I'm going to tell you, trust nobody more than you trust yourself and God, okay? So it's a wrap for that, for It's Wrap Wednesday, every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. and every Wednesday at 10 a.m. We are 10 and 10, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And remember, we're on all forms of social media. That is on Facebook at Cleopatra Memphis Studios, Instagram Cleopatra Memphis Studios, and Twitter at CM Studios for Cleopatra Memphis Studios. And so until next time, people, I want you to simply do what? That is, be great.